Hey everyone, my name is Karen Waxman and I'm the founder of a company called Retail MBA. And today I want to talk about getting your products sold at Starbucks. Now, the reason I decided to create this particular segment is because I teach thousands of product companies across the country on the subject of selling to retailers. And when I'm speaking to these people, they're always asking me about certain retailers, so and how to get those products into particular stores. And Starbucks seems to be coming up a lot lately because people have specialty products and so forth that they'd love to see at Starbucks. So I wanted to just take a minute to give you some quick tips and things to think about in regards to selling to Starbucks to really just support you and help you win. So let's talk about Starbucks. So you walk into a Starbucks, it's obvious, very, very busy, coffee shop, obviously, they're huge, amazing buying power. But the issue with Starbucks is they have very limited shelf space there, right? You only see some products around the counter area. And so it's very small and doesn't have a lot of room for you to bring a product in. So yes, it's a very competitive space, and the people who actually get products into those stores, into Starbucks, succeed tremendously, but it is very competitive. It's a tough place, mostly because, again, they don't have the room to put new products in. So what do you do with that? Well, you know, it really comes down to, when you're dealing with a really highly competitive place like Starbucks, is to think about, will your product make an impact at their stores? And so let me give you an example of that. So somebody I know had a power bar that was all natural and it was great, and they really believed in this product. They owned this product that was theirs. And so they had this vision of getting that product into Starbucks. But, you know, they reached out to Starbucks, Starbucks said no, and so forth. Now, this person wouldn't give up, kept keeping in touch, and so forth. One day, Starbucks decided that they were going to create more products or have more products in their stores that were all kind of natural food-based, right? So all of a sudden, the concept of having this type of product in that store made sense. This person got their power bars into that Starbucks, into all the Starbucks. I think they sold over 500,000 units just from one order from Starbucks. It was like tremendous. Now, my point in telling you this is that, number one, it's possible. It was a smaller company, and you know they were probably just like you, trying to make money and trying to figure things out. So what they did was essentially, you know, let Starbucks know about their product and kind of kept in touch, but most importantly, made sure that their product was in alignment with what Starbucks was looking for. And at the time, and Starbucks continues to do this, is to look for products that are kind of really in alignment with what their customers want. And right now, healthy foods and so forth are interesting to that customer base. Now, there's other things that are sold at Starbucks, but I just wanted to give you some food for thought in regards to, you know, if you have a food product or something like that, and just kind of to give you hope that people do have that happen, and it could be a tremendous opportunity. Anyways, I hope that provided value for you. Please be on the lookout for additional videos that I create on getting your products into stores. I'm trying to focus in on different retailers that people ask me about. Also, if you're interested in learning the exact steps of how to reach out to Starbucks or any other retailer out there, you would probably absolutely love my Retail MBA program. And if you want to learn more about that, please take a look at the link below this video. Anyways, thank you so much, and I'll chat with you soon.